A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 24th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about protests against Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko, who has been staying in a five-star hotel since 2014.
And to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
We are here because of the statement which Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko has just issued that he won't leave the hotel. So we are saying, as vendors, as citizens of Zimbabwe, taxpayers' money here, please, Mr. Mpoko, leave the hotel. Tawia panum zvara nhasi tine kutsamwa tine kugununguna tine kurwadziwa nekuda kwenhauye zvakabuda zvichitaurwa na Vice President Vamboko kuti iwo havasi kuzobva muhotera on the expense of us taxpayers.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about protests that rocked Harare today.
And tonight, of course, we're talking about the long time that Mr. Mpoko has been staying in the five-star hotel. It's now 552 days ever since he was sworn in as Vice President of Zimbabwe in December 2014. Mpoko was recently offered two upmarket houses in the leafy suburbs of Harare by the state. One of the houses was left behind by the late Vice President John Landankomo. The nation was advised that Mpoko refused to occupy both houses, maintaining that they were not good enough for a man of his status, Blessing.
But of course, today, some placard carrying protesters are drawn from the National Vendors Union, Restoration of Human Rights, and a pressure group calling itself Team Tajamuka besieged the Rainbow Towers Hotel, where Vice President Mpoko has been booked in. And what has angered most Zimbabweans is the fact that nearly 4 million of them are food insecure and they have to rely on donors. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. And if you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, you can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number once again, 001-202-465-0318. And you can also post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at Studio7News at voanews.com. And of course, we are streaming live. So go to our Facebook pages, Shona English and Ndebele.
Yebo kambe Blessing, njengokuzwa kwenibalaleli lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lwendaba kaMnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko umsekeli kaMongameli welizwe osehlale okweminyaka phose emibili ehoteleni esithi yena izindlu lezi aziphiwayo nguhulumende hayi kazimfanelanga ngoba ulesikhundla esiphezulu kakhulu kodwa ke lamhlanje bakhona abaze bathi bona hayi sokwanele imali iyadlaliswa lapha ngoba Mphoko kuthiwa usedlulise isigidi esisodwa i-1 million ehlala kunapha ehoteleni yikho nje abantu bengene ehoteleni leyi befuna ukuthi asuke betshengisela kwabothwa ababili bazokhululwa blessing
And I think Chris we have our guests lined up. I think we have first Mr. Promise Mukwananzi, spokesperson for Team Tajamuka. Mr. Mukwananzi, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. And I think we also have Mr. Clement Moyo.
Mnumzana Moyo.
Yebo.
Ye, linjani ba?
Siyaphila linjani la ndabalaleli.
Hayi, siyaphila. We welcome you, Mr. Moyo, and we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And let's start with you, Mr. Mukwananzi. We understand you were among the protesters. What inspired you to target Vice President Mphoko this time around?
Well, we received the recent news that Mr. Mphoko had again refused to leave the hotel where he is currently staying with his family. And which has cost the country enormous amount of money amidst escalating levels of poverty and unemployment in the country. And we feel that the time has come to send a clear message that taxpayers' money will not continue to be used to sustain the vice president's senseless and luxurious life.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Yes, Mr. Moyo. What's your take on this issue? Mr. Mphoko has been saying that the houses that he's being offered are not good enough, though they are said to be upwards of 3 million. What's your take?
The surprising thing is the government is allowing that to happen, yet they know that the industry is financial. This is very surprising. People are suffering. People have no food to put on the table. See, here is somebody who is spending 1 million a year. Just for residence, and he refuses lavishly house that he has been given. And it's horrible. What kind of a leader is this man? And who is allowing him to stay there? I think the president is to blame. The entire Politburo of ZANU-PF, how can they allow such a thing to happen in a country that is suffering so much, in a country that is an economy that is so alarmingly bad? It's bad. It's just bad politics.
Todzoka kwamuri vamukwananzi asi munoona kuratidzira kwenyu kuine zvakunobatsira here kana kuti kute yainyu nzooneriva
aiwa kuratidzira kwatinge kuri kubetsera zvikuru tiri kuona kuti vanhu vari kuchangamuka munyika kubva zvakatanga kuratidzira padzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nhasi kuratidzira kwataita ndaona maplatfom dzakasiyana-siyana vanhu vachiresponda vachiratidza kuinita kwavo nezviri kuitika vachitiindirirai mberi vakomana nevasikana basa ramuriita rakakosha rikubudirisa nyika muchiratidza vamboko kusafara kwete kwenyu kwega asi kweruzhinji revana vezimbabwe pamusoro pekugara muhotera kwemuteedzero mutungamiri wenyika vapfekezera
Chris.
Yes, I'll go back to you, Mr. Mukwananzi. We heard that there were two people who were arrested. Can you tell the nation about the fate of these two?
Yes, it's true. The riot police, as usual, descended on the hotel and tried to brutally disperse the gatherers. But we stood very firm to ensure that we sent a clear message to the police themselves, to the people and to the leadership of the country about our unhappiness and what is happening at that particular hotel. Unfortunately, two of our colleagues were later apprehended. Mr. Senzor was the leader of Nauvoo, and Libert William, one of the youth that we were not talking about the hotel, were taken up by police and were taken summarily detained at the Arara Central Police Station. And I'm sure that the police themselves were embarrassed to keep these guys in custody and to get them out.
So they've been released?
Yes, they've been summarily released pending, I think, someone will have a view that the bank is to persecute these peace-loving demonstrators.
Chris.
Oh, okay. We go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, like you have heard, this is we are having Mr. Mkwananzi, Promise Mkwananzi. He's one of the members of a pressure group called Jamuka, and they demonstrated today protesting against the vice president. What do you make of such a move? I know you are a human rights person, and what do you make of such a move to go to a hotel and protest?
I think this is commendable. These guys did a great job, even if probably they're not going to take action, but I think the word has gone out there that people are dissatisfied by what is happening. I think it's very good. They should be commended for that.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mkwananzi, why Mr. Mpoko? Because, you know, there are many, many cases that we have been reading in newspapers, state-controlled newspapers, of course, of government ministers who are engaged in corrupt activities. Why target only the vice president?
We are not only targeting him, but his case is a bit unique in the sense that it's ongoing and it's something that will be avoided by the vice president going to one of the already available and some of them empty state houses that a vice president is entitled to. And we feel that this is completely unnecessary. He should just move to one of the houses. If he doesn't want, I understand they have been houses that they've offered him at a higher standard. He must move as soon as possible. And you're saying that within a week, we want to hear that the deputy president has moved out of the hotel to free that taxpayers' money to cover some of the pressing issues in the country. People say that they've not been paid. Some of the police officers, they're telling us that their status has been changed and so on and so forth. So that's why we thought that this was an urgent matter. But I can assure you that we are targeting each and every corrupt government official in various capacities, from the ministries, government departments, parastatals, local government authorities, and everywhere. We want to clean up and bring to an end all these governance matters that we have seen over the years.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkwananzi. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about protests against Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko for staying in a hotel since December 2014, while most Zimbabweans are food insecure. There are about 4 million Zimbabweans who are in need of food assistance. And of course, in sub-Saharan Africa, there are 36 million people who are in need of food because of the drought that hit sub-Saharan Africa last year. Tine muteerere dokutanga Chris, tina mkoma John, vari ku DRC. Makadi mkoma John.
Ndinosara makadi baba.
Aiwa, isu tirinani. Kuri sei ku DRC?
Haya, kujiasi ziru mungo jara kivita mbura hanzi wenito wa kutu mwaka wa kuma kumozuma.
Aiwa, ndizu uzu, do makaracho. Hanzi, kurembera kuri nani pane kudona? Right, nyaya iri mudari romainzwa tutaura nyaya vampoko yekugara muhotera iyi munoona sei? Asi zviri kushamisa here izvi kuti vamugaba hapana chavati vaita kusvika pari zvino nenyaya? Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Chris, you heard there from John. He's a Zimbabwean in the DRC. He's working in a mine in DRC and he's saying it is very dangerous. But he has no option because Zimbabwe's economy has been run down. So he's saying that it was better for the leaders to at least utilize the literal resources that they have so that, you know, they can help to resuscitate the economy. But he's saying it's very sad what is happening. But he's happy with Zimbabweans who are protesting, saying, indeed, as they say, one day the baboon will miss the branch. So he's urging Zimbabweans to continue to protest. Tina mkoma Bob Dube, Varugu, South Africa. Magadi mkoma Bob.
Tofara angu mabereki, magadi yo ekoko.
Aiwa, isu tirinani zvedu. Nyari mdari roma inzwa. Mkoma Bob. Yekuratidzira kuti vamupoko ngavabude muhotera mavagara kubva muna 2014 vachiti ivo havasati vaona imba yakakodzera kuti vanga vachigara muZimbabwe.
Ndainzwa ende andishungurudza zvisingamboiti. Nechikonzero chokuti apa zvakungofanana nemhuka kana kuti kakanjeriyana rinogara mumvura riya. Rokuti rinotora vana roti famba zvakanaka iro richifamba rakamheya ota izvozvo. Saka tinechiti vatungamiriri veduka ngavatungamirire neexample. Vari kuona ivo kuti nyika haina kumira zvakanaka asi vari kuda kugara zvakanaka, vachikanganwa kuti isusu vamwe tiri kugara zvokutambura.
Saka poitwa sei apa vadhubi?
Inini ndinototi inini ndeza zvagona isu tose tiri kuno kunze uko nemi. Vose vari kudiaspora nevari kuno kunana South Africa nana Botswana taimbodzokera kumusha one day tanovaratidzawo kuti aiwa kaka hatisi kufadzwa nezvamunoita nokuti hatisi kufara kugara kunzeko kwatiri kushandawo. Izvizvi kutaura kwandiri kuita ikoko ndiri kutova pabasa izvizvi kubva makuseni na5 nenguva dzinedzi nditori pabasa hasanapo chaizvi apa pachibhata kwakapo 9 hours. Saka hatifari nemabatirwo atinoitwa apa. Mabhodha acho takunzi hatimboto tinotoedza kubatsirawo kumusha kuti tiendese kana zvokudya takunzi zvokudya zvacho musaunza. Saka handichazivi kuti toita sei ivo vachigara zvakanaka isu tichitambura vachiramba vachimutoomesera. Saka ndiri kuti inini vari kumhanya vari murodhi vari kupinda mastreet um vanoda kutsigirwa zvokutoti ndaitofunga kuti data yavo tambotoenda tese isusi nemi tanovaudza kuti zvavari kuita zvina kumira zvakanaka.
Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru
kura kuti ndiri kutsigira zviri kuitwa nevari kumushava zvakanaka zvisingamboiti.
Haiwa, kungoti isusi chete manje mukoma Dhube, isusi hatiratidzire manje.
Tinofanirwa kutaura vakomana nekuda kuti hakuna kumira zvakanaka. Kuratidzira kutaura zvinotirwadza.
Haiwa, ichokwadi.
Plus inaenda ndane mubvunzo wekuti saka vamboko ava vakakosha here kudarika mamwe mavice president aimbogara mudzimba idzodzo idzi dzavari kuramba iwo.
Aiwa, ndoo mubvunze iwo tikavabata tinenge tichivabvunza asi tinokutendai zvikuru vadhume nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka anasinaita zvakanaka ndataurawo ndichinzwikawo nenyika.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu vadhume, tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda. You heard there from Bob Dube in South Africa. He's also saying that he's a Zimbabwean living in the diaspora. And life is very tough. And he wishes for Zimbabwe to turn around its economy so that he can go back and work in Zimbabwe. But he's saying that, you know, he's actually fed up with the type of leadership that Zimbabwe has at the moment, and is urging Zimbabweans to continue to protest and demand their rights. And he also said that, you know, the leaders, if they are corrupt, they cannot tell the ordinary people not to engage in corrupt activities. So the example that he used is that, you know, a crab, for example, you know, it's difficult for a crab to tell its children to walk straight when it's walking sideways. So he's saying that corruption starts with the leadership, you know, and everyone is imitating that, Chris.
Yeah. Okay. See, go Mnumzana Kwananzi. Siyabona ukuba na liyatshengisela isuku kwakuqala sesike sabona kwezinye indawo litshengisela lihlukuluzwa amapholisa labanye abantu bengangene kutshengiseleni lokhu kodwa umuntu wonke uyakhala uthi yena hhayi kulobunzima kungakuhamba njani ukuthi kathi nxa litshengisela bonke abantu bona laba abakhalayo bengangeni labo balincedise.
Ukwenzakalayo ukuthi abantu bebethusele kakhulu iminyaka le edluleyo, so abantu bayesaba, kulokhu esaba okukhona ebantwini, kuyikho sizama ukuthi ngohlelo lwethu lelo sithi sajamuka sesijikile, sizama ukutshengisa abantu ukuthi hhayi abantu laba kufuze sibatshengise nxa silokhu kukhona umuntu esilapho babone sikuyisale, singabuya ngobuningi bethu sibatshengise ukuthi asesidiniwe sesijikile. Asafuna into ezenzakalayo, akula nto abangayenza njengoba libone namuhla bazamele ukwethusela abantu bama saqina same ndawoni zathi hhayi vela siyindawo abanye balala phansi nxa zobantu bebona amavidiyo belele phansi betshengisela ukuthi nxa libulala bulalani sibuye lapho kuzolotshela ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli ubabumpoko kaphume ehoteleni ayehlala endlini njengabanye abantu abe ngumuntu omdala olomuzi olesithunzi ohlala emzini wakhe. Akula muntu ongumkhokheli welizwe ongahlala ehoteleni echitha inotho yelizwe echitha imali yelizwe ngendlela achitha ngayo imali esizothi ukuthi izigidi nezigidi eseziqediwe zibhadalwa zihlawulwa khonapha ehoteleni ukuthi ubaba umbuku abe hlezi khonapha ethiwa ngumoya ilizwe lina inyoko zomlomo.
Izigidi zamadola.
Just a brief summary of what Mkhwanazi is saying, Blessing. I asked him, why is it that not many people are joining their demonstrations, yet you hear almost everyone is fed up with the situation. And he says mostly because there's been too much intimidation.
Do you have a caller?
Oh, yeah.
So we are working to undo that fear among the people, and we believe that if we consistently carry out these actions and people see for themselves the effect of these actions and the powerlessness of this regime, gradually they are going to join in, and we'll have the sufficient numbers to ensure that we've held enough pressure to bear on this the pariah state.
Okay, hayi ungahlala ubambile lapho. Silo Mnumzana Mahlobo. Kunjani Mahlobo? Yeah, kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila bhuti, kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila. Ungaphi kweSouth Africa lapha Mahlobo?
Ya, ngisenodwe manje ngiseportfolio.
Aha, kukhatshana okunganani le Pretoria lapho kade kulomsindo khona?
Kusukela ePortfolio kusiyafike ngathi kuyafika iJoburg is about 80 kilos then to Pretoria then plus minus 30 on top of that it almost 110 kilos.
Okay, akuthi ukhatshana. Ya, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, imbono ngomphoko ay angizisisi. Ngizathanda ukukhuluma okunye ngazi. Because unkosikazi wakho khanya nguye owalayo ukuyahlala kuleyo ndawo ngokuzisiswa kwami umuntu ongasowezimbabwe ongazalelwa ngezimbabwe angazi mbengephambanisa ukuthi ukuthi yena inhliziyo yakhe nengqondo yakhe akalandaba labantu bezimbabwe ngoba aluba ube umuntu ozalelwe ezimbabwe ubeza kuzwisisa akwazi ukuhlupheka okukhona ngoba abantu labo bahlezi ezikhundleni abayiboni impilo ephilwa ngabantu phansi so nxa sikhuluma kanje singaphandle kwelizwe lasezimbabwe thina sizizalwane zezimbabwe ngibo nganiyistori nje nganiyicomedy abayibukele ku-TV akubatshintshi lutho kuyangidanisa kakhulu ukuthi engumama welizwe ongalanhliziyo elozwelo lokukhangela indubo nosizo okumele abantu baluthole ungumuntu onjani
kodwa ngibuze nje baba mahlobo wena uthethe
yebo ngithethe
unkosikazi engathi yena indlu le angiyifuni usuthenga indlu la ubona ukuthi hayi iyenele isikhwama sami sifitshane kulabo makhelwane abalambayo ungathini wena nxa kungunkosikazi wala ungamvumela yini
esayidini lami ngiyimi ngingumahlobo kumbe nginguvice president
ye ungu-vice president
angingu-vice president mina ngiyami inhliziyo nangengqondo yami langangokubona langesimo esikhona ekhaya ngaba against umkhumbulo wakho ngoba okokuqala kuyabe kumele sikhulumisane thina sisendlini okuyabe kuyi-bedroom copy yethu njengale eyayisalwa ngujabulane sibanda ungabona umphoko la ivuma yinto abaqale bayikhuluma ebedroom yabo vele bayivumelana so kusiyafika phandle into ababeyivumelene so mina ngeyami indlela ngeyami ingqondo angeke ngivumele lokho ngoba okusalayo nxa ngiyi-leader ngiyabe ngi-leader abantu kumele ngi-leade by examples khona manje last time wayekhuluma ekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bavume ama-barriers take la imali amabhondi notho okumele afakwe but at the end of the day yena uhlala at the expense of ama-taxpayers khathesi obethutyozela ukuthi izesa iyeboleka imali eBotswana ele-interest around 18-20% la umntu anakala ama-shares khona kutshengisa ukuthi yenakala zwelo ngoba befuna still ukudla indleko zabantwana bezimbabwe eyedwa ungalamunye umuntu amcabangelayo ngaphandle
hayi kuyozwakala baba mahlobo sibongile kakhulu
hayi ngiyabonga lapho
okay listen just a brief summary he says probably what could be the main reason is that the main reason why Mpoko is refusing to leave the hotel is the wife. So I asked him, if your wife says you don't do this, he says, no, I won't.
I wouldn't blame the wife, you know. He's behaving like a typical man that we should blame the wives. I think he's the leader. The wife is not the vice president. It's just a spouse. So, you know, usually we don't want to target politicians' wife unless they are in politics, of course, but if they are not, it's a no-go area, even their children. Regati mbwende kumbere nguwa kuna vajo, bagadi vajo.
Oh, ino simba, edu magadi yo.
Aywa, ndokuno.
Hey.
Tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Ay, fungwa zangye doguti. Vampoko vanga vatingafani kuita izvozvo somutungamiriri unotungamirira vanhu zvakadero unoda kuti kana tikatarira sokuno kumateverereti takatarira kudai nhamo iriko kana ukatarira kudi rokubhaayo hakusina mafema hakusina kana unofunga vanhu vanofane nzara gorini hakuna kekudya saka kana vakabva ivo vachitora mari yakawanda vanenge vachifunga sei
Aiwa papo panenge paita dambudziko.
Zvakadero zvindandishuvira kuti ko mari zvionetsa muno munyika ko zvakambonetseka nemari muna 2008 tikapiwa munhu akanokumbira mari uyoyo kwaiko zvino havamutumi here kuti anotikumbirira mari kuti tigopachinavo tigopoma plastic chinhu chine plastic.
Ehe, va jo imbobata emakadaro timbotora ka break mbichana. Mr. Moyo and also Mr. Mkwananzi, please do stay on the line. We just want to take a brief break for our radio listeners, it's bye for now. But know that we are live streaming. Go to our Facebook page, voashona.com, voaenglish.com, and voandebele.com. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande, Zimbabwe. Please do stand by just a few seconds. We'll be right back.